Squid presents First Person Singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator.
Laurie Korn reflects on writing a memoir.
I wake up to the sound of rain. I am sitting in my favorite soft chair, staring in the direction of the TV, having drifted off watching the old British sitcom As Time Goes By. Uh-oh, this sure looks like a tableau of old age. The only thing missing is a blanket over my knees. Or maybe it's just that I didn't get enough sleep last night. The reason I didn't get enough sleep is that I fell asleep at 4 a.m. and had to get up at 8 to go to a memorial. At the memorial, I saw Ellen Bass, poet extraordinaire, whose workshops I attended in the 70s. I told her I'd been reading her recent poems in The New Yorker. She asked if I was still writing. I confessed that I was still working on a memoir of the 70s that now has an introduction called The Memoir of a Memoir. When you've been writing one for the last 40 years, the memoir becomes its own history. I feel okay about this. After all, in life we are constantly superimposing our evolving selves onto the older version. Same with the memoir, that I keep revising to stay true to the most recent incarnation of myself, the self that just fell asleep watching As Time Goes By. I am Laurie Korn, an evolving memoirist living in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Do you have something to say? Email us at firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.